And so while we are celebrating the 7-0 Spartans and the undefeated University of Michigan, we're going to pivot to the other sports story, which is our 0-6 Lions. The Lions now the only team in the NFL without a win on the season. By the way, as I was waiting for my takeout dinner last night, had a great time listening to one of the new shows on WJR, WJR's Gridiron Wrap, and I welcome in the hosts of that show, WJR Sean Bolegian and Bill Keenest. Of course, the longtime historian and communications director for the Detroit Lions. Gentlemen, good morning to you.
Good morning, guy.
Morning, guy.
You know, we were talking earlier, Bill, Sean, and I, about the fact that maybe it's time for Michigan employers to offer mental health days to Lions fans on Monday. Just put it right there in the contract, right? This was a tough one because they were in all those other games. They just didn't feel like they were in this one at all.
No, and quite honestly, guy, I've seen that over the years happen so many times when the emotional toll that those games took on the team, they took on Dan Campbell, they add up, and there's a real impact there. And after that just gut-wrenching loss at Minnesota, when Dan really showed how much he cares and how much it means to him, I don't want to say I wasn't surprised about what happened yesterday, but in a way I wasn't, because after a while it just takes a toll on the team. And Sean and I were talking about it last night. And when you start the game like the Lions did on offense, the very first series with two what we'll call unforced errors, two penalties that were self-inflicted, that's a bad sign of what was to come. And I think it really was an indicator that it was going to be a long day, and it was.
You are so right.
You know, Guy, I look at this and you know, this is something where you're looking ahead a couple years. I'm going to keep reiterating that. And you're building a house right now. And, you know, the house, everything doesn't get done at once. You focus on one thing at a time. And I like their offensive line. It's unfortunate that, you know, it's missing key components. But I think, you know, as it's supposed to be, I like the offensive line. And then you'll think about other things. All right, let's upgrade our receiving core. Let's upgrade our linebacking core, whatever the case may be. And this really is almost like building a house. There was, you know, unfortunately, a lot of holes in this franchise. And so they raised the old foundation and they're building something new. So this is something that, you know, I think Dan Campbell knows more than anybody what they're up against week after week, and thus he's showing the emotion, because the effort for the most part has been there, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
It really has, Sean, and you're right about the need to build a strong foundation. I mean, for years, fortunately, unfortunately, like I said earlier, we've seen this movie before, and the one thing that I learned over my – you know, four plus decades in the NFL is it's not about winning a game. It's about winning the game. And that takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of diligence. And sometimes, unfortunately, it takes going through a season like Lions fans and the team is going through this year. It's hard. And when you have such a slim margin of error, if you will, going into the season, and then you lose, you know, two of your best offensive linemen. The O-line supposedly was going to be, and it would have been a strength for the team. You lose receivers. You have all these injuries that just add up and add up. And I go back again to Coach Campbell's reaction after the Minnesota game. I think he may have, you know, subconsciously perhaps realized, man, this is a game we had to win because it's going to get tougher as we go. And I think that's why he reacted the way he did after Minnesota, realizing that, you know, wins are so hard to come by anyways in the NFL. But when you have all the things stacked against you, as Dan does this year, it makes it even more difficult. So, it is right. It's about building that foundation, Sean. It absolutely is. And that's hard to do.
I don't know that he's part of the foundation, but he's an added piece that has been, I think, kind of a happy bright spot, guys, and that is Khalif Raymond. He's a gamer. He's fearless, and he's shown that he, you know, I haven't seen many drop passes out of. The only problem is you send him out there in other than short passes, and you're putting a guy that's 5'8" up against giants.
Yeah, you're right, Guy. It's hard, but if you look for him, there's definitely some good signs with the young guys on defense and Raymond and others. And it's just going to take time. But this is an opportunity for those young players to, you know, in the midst of a really difficult season, to shine and, you know, keep working hard, keep doing what you're supposed to do. People are going to notice you, and certainly the Lions coaches are going to notice you. And Sean and I were talking about last night, it doesn't take long to turn things around. I mean, look at Arizona. Holy mackerel. I mean, they were where the Lions are now just a few short years ago. They drafted a quarterback, number one, Josh Rosen, and they were done with him after a year. And as we, excuse me, as we talked about last night, the ability to recognize the mistakes and move on is a trait that is not always common in pro sports. And to the Cardinals' credit, they did. And then they drafted Kyler Murray, and holy moly, what a unique talent he is. Added to their defense, added to their running game, and they're 6-0. So it doesn't take long if you have the patience, the fortitude, and you make those right decisions when presented with the opportunity. And with the draft picks the Lions are stockpiling, I know it's hard this year. It's brutally hard this year for fans, because I mean, no fans in the NFL are as passionate as the Lions fans. So it's tough. And like you said earlier, Guy, you could tell on Monday morning whether the Lions lost or won the day before, just by the psyche, by the attitude, the mood of the people. So it's going to be hard, but patience is a virtue, and hopefully, you know, we'll be where the Cardinals are just in a few short years.
Guy, it's about pieces, and you know, I think you bring up a great point with Raymond. Is Raymond a number one? No, he's not a number one. But you know what? You pair him with a healthy Cephas, with getting perhaps a wide receiver in this draft, and that's a piece moving forward. To me, this is a year to figure out, okay, what exactly do we have? Yeah. What exactly do we have to build on and address with those extra picks that we have in the draft? So it's important to see that type of play, and that's the type of player, let's hope being the key operative word, that can really excel with others around him, with a TJ Hockenson, with a Cephas, with a, you know, whoever they decide to bring in as a wide receiver, and have some good depth and be a dangerous player in his own right.
Yeah, and take some of the pressure off him, because he's carrying a heck of a load right now. The other thing I got to tell you very quickly, guys, the quality of football that we're seeing right now, the nail biters, the overtime games. Last night, yet another one. The Steelers struggling, but came back against the Seahawks in overtime. Yeah. We're seeing a great product out there.
You're so right, Guy. And the you know, the beauty of the NFL schedule this year has given our fans some incredible primetime games. You know, Sunday night games, Monday night games. And you're right, the Steeler game last night was a classic. The Dallas game was a classic at New England. There have been so many of those games this year, and it just fuels the passion of the NFL fan. It's been wonderful. And I heard, you know, Coach Tucker on with you guys before, you know, what a joy it is to be in this state with Michigan and Michigan State on a collision course for something really special at the end of the month. We're very fortunate to have that looming a couple weeks ahead.
Well, gentlemen, I am I'm putting in my calendar every Sunday evening listening to WJR Gridiron Wrap with you two. Thanks for being with us, Bill. Have a great week.
Thank you. Likewise, Guy.
And we'll wrap things up here on the Paul W. Smith Show. Some interesting comments from Pete Buttigieg about our supply chain issues. We'll get to that next.